Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey, listen. Excuse me. Woo! Jeez. Change in the season. Excuse me. Please, I apologize. I want to just first off say thank you so much for obviously I'm expecting and experiencing the changes of the seasons. Experiencing things that perhaps we all have is this is almost time for the end of the year. For those who are retailers or entrepreneurs or those who are home-based businesses, those who are obviously working from home or working for someone else, there's situations that sometimes you might be paying for a product or service twice in 1 year if you're not prepared and have your taxes done in a proper way, because one thing about it is I have no uncle named Sam, but April 15th of every year, he knocks on my door like this. Ho, 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 give me my money. So with that being said, I want to say to you that we are very blessed, and I want all you all to take note of this individual. She's come correct. She comes from a real solid background as far as when it comes to business and taxations and savings for your family and your own pocketbook. We all have to do it. We live here in the United States, and this is what we were given from birth. It's a birth certificate. And if you don't know it, a birth certificate is a certificate that although the money that we have, okay, and the money that is circulated as far as the dollar bill is concerned, it's not backed by gold or silver. It's backed by you. That's why you have to pay taxes. We have the tax queen on our show. But before I bring her on, please get a pen and pad out. We're going to skim the surface of some situations. We're going to see if she can, give information and contact for you to ask specific questions, but I'm sure that we'll be able to cover a lot of the questions that you might have, be it if you're a single mother, be it if you're an entrepreneur, be it if you are a struggling father, be it if you're unemployed, be it if you're having situations for the elderly, be it if you have children who might be, in the third grade that you're preparing for them to, when they go into college. We're going to have her on, but I want to bring on one individual because I know she's very busy and she's my co-host. She's also, obviously, everything I mentioned right now, she represents everything that I just said. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you who's one of the top five entrepreneurs outside of the top, a tax queen here in the state of Georgia. Her name is Trisha Bailey. I want Trisha Bailey to come on and say hello, please. Because she's extremely busy, but she's on our show. Please, let me tell you something. This is only going to cost you a little bit of time, like 30 minutes, other than $1,000 you might have to pay Uncle Sam April 15th. Ladies and gentlemen, can I bring on Miss Trisha Bailey?
Hello, how you doing?
Miss Bailey?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's kind of chilly, but I'm doing okay. Yes.
I was sneezing. I mean, I'm cold and everything else, and we have the tax queen. She's waiting, tell her to listen. She's a little chilly today, but as I was just explaining to individuals who this is something free for you. You know what I'm saying? Take this information, and as a mother, as an entrepreneur, a person who is self-employed, what is the benefit of paying two times for something that you might can get a deduction from? And let me just ask you this before I bring her on.
Okay. Okay. You asking me that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I've been in business for a long time for myself. I moved here to Atlanta in 82. I had my own salon in 92. I had my own salon. And paying taxes is, I can say one thing about my accountant who did my taxes for me. He said, this is the first time I really had somebody who came and who was organized. So I can say the more organized you are, the better it is on your accountant. Like you said about deducting things, personal things, I just put everything, make sure I always have a receipt for it. So I can always go back later on to find it if I need it. But all I can say to your public is just make sure you keep good records and make sure everything that you purchase can be possible tax deduction, you know, as far as supplies, equipment, things that you're going to use for your business. Even I've also have had clothing, like uniforms that we have to purchase, that kind of thing, aprons, our capes, that kind of thing. But make sure you keep everything in order as you are operating your business, and make sure you keep those receipts on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, and on a yearly basis.
Well, Trisha, if you don't mind, since you are on the co-host, can you help me introduce the tax queen, Ms. Corliss Royal?
Yes, Ms. Corliss Royal. I have befriended her last year, and we haven't had an opportunity to really talk about my taxes, but she is definitely someone you need to know, someone who has the information if you need it. She definitely will get you straight and on track with your business. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Ms. Corliss Royal.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I couldn't have given a better introduction, but here is Ms. Tax Queen, and she comes, you know, with all the resumes of a Harvard graduate, Princeton, Yale, or MIT. This is an individual who we're going to just talk about, and we just use, Ms. Bailey, who is a successful entrepreneur. Ms. Corliss Royal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom, so much. Thank you for having me on your National Talk Radio show today. And Trisha, thank you for that nice, warm welcome. As always, I like to have my friends to support me and everybody else. And, Trisha, you are absolutely correct in the things that you are on time for keeping, because the key is to keep get every deduction that you are entitled to and more if you can.
Right.
And, Tom, I want to say thank you for having me on the show again. And, people, advertising is key here. You know, if you want to get the word out, you got to have referral business, and you can't have referral business without advertising. So what wonderful way to advertise than to be on the radio like I am. So I just wanted to throw that out there and give you a chance to think about that as well.
Thank you so much. And as we're coming around, and I do apologize for everyone, you know, and even after we talked prior for our show, you said, you know, the change in the weather sometimes, you know, I don't need to know, you know, I have to watch the weather because of my elbow situation. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it's going to rain today, you know. But as we're coming across and coming around the end of the year, and especially when we're talking about family and talking about business and talking about opportunities and everything else, why should we pay for something twice when we need to have the tax queen tell us not to do so?
Well, thank you. Well, today we're going to just briefly talk about some 2015 tax law changes that may affect you. And one that's hot and heavy is the health insurance penalty. And for those of you who don't know, the penalty last year was $95 per person on your tax return if it applied to you. But I bet most people don't know that penalty for the tax year coming up, is going to be $325 per person, or 2% of the household income, whichever is greater. Now, that's a huge increase, if you ask me. So, those of you who can afford health care, you should get it if you can't get it on your job. Or you can just multiply $325 by the number of people on your tax return. And if you're willing to commit to that and get health care the best way you can, then that will be your premium for the year. So hopefully I'm getting this across to you. Even if you don't qualify, you still need to apply because you can get some exceptions. But in order to use the exceptions on your tax return, you must have those exception numbers that come from the healthcare market. In other words, when I'm sitting down doing your taxes, I'll ask you about health insurance, and if you tell me you have an exclusion, I'm going to say, well, let me see your letter from the healthcare market with your exclusion number on it. And that will be the only way that you can be excluded from this $325 per person penalty. So I wanted to bring that out because that's going to be first and foremost hitting people pretty hard when they start filing in late January or early February. Did you know about that, Tom?
No, I did not, and I am right now on my other tablet applying right now. But,
okay.
Now, Trisha, did you know this?
I did not. I did not. Just no one. That's very surprising.
Right. See, most people don't know. I mean, we've been hearing about this healthcare thing. We've been hearing about it and hearing about it and apply now. And see, for most people, though, they are on a job, a regular, you know, W-2 job, and they have health insurance coverage. They're not worried because they don't have to because it meets the requirements of the healthcare market. But for those of us who are self-employed and they work for ourselves, we have to have some health care coverage or we're going to pay the penalty as well. So it's something you want to do. You want to go to the healthcare market. You want to apply. And then if you get turned down, you want to see if you can get an exception. And you have to do all of this online because it's going to start affecting you on your next year's return. So please pass that information on. And if anybody want to talk to me about it further, I can be reached at 770-318-3934. Or you can contact me at royalenterprisesllc.com. Or you can email me at corliss.royalenterprises.com. Tom, I also want to tell you about something else. For people who are interested in getting an IRA, for example, there's a new kind that's coming out. It's called the Introductory Retirement Account. But this is only offered through employers now, not for self-employed people like Trish and I. But they have one that's no risk, and that for people new to invest, started with just $25 or $5 at a time, whichever you want to do. And when your account is worth $15,000, then you can roll it over into the private sector of a Roth IRA. And, of course, a Roth IRA is better than your traditional IRA because the Roth monies are taxed up front so that with retirement age, when you start getting your Roth money, you don't have to worry about taxes. Whereas the traditional Roth IRA, the taxes are withheld at the time you put the money in. However, when you turn 65, 75, or whatever age you decide to take your traditional IRA money, you do pay the taxes on the money at the age that you take the benefits. So, of course, if you're 75, it'd be a lower tax bracket than if you had taken out the money when you were 25. So, once again, I wanted to alert people about that. And also, I'm not an investment broker, so when you're investing in these things, you need to find out where your money is going. What kind of funds is this going to? Is it going to mutual funds? Are the funds growing? And you need to watch your funds. Don't just put it there and forget about it because you can always move them around from place to place. And, Tom, you being a former investment broker, you know what I'm talking about, correct?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people do things and they forget about the money. A lot of people put their – here's the thing. As a It was actually the Glass-Steagall Act of 1933, and it was really keeping the banks from actually being participatory in the on Wall Street or in the investment situation. So you had to go and you put your money in a bank. The bank is like vanilla. It's like what I'm trying to share with you is if you and I went to Baskin and Robbins, okay, with 31 flavors or 33 flavors or whatever, and I'm looking up at the menu and, you know, I said, can I help you? I'm like, I want to get, you know, frisky today. Let me have a scoop of vanilla, okay? The CDs, the banks used to take your money and put it into your account, and then they will penalize you if you had the nerve to take your money out prior to the actual duration of your CD term. But most people did not realize that it was 10% of what you earned from the bank. What we're talking about is something which Tax Queen is talking to you, is that you have to be conscious. You have to understand your situation. You have to understand your health. You have to understand your age. You have to understand the need for your retirement funds. And if you're 25 and you're working hard and you're working with General Motors or IBM or whatnot, you might think about your, you know, mutual funds as far as being more growth oriented. However, as you get closer to ages, like neither one of you all know anything about 50, but when you get closer to retirement age, you start to look at maybe the security of your investments. Can I ask you, Tax Queen, Ms. Corliss Royal, okay?
Yes.
Is to say, like you mentioned, early on as a, employee, and later on before you get closer to your retirement, you mentioned keep an eye on your retirement funds. Your 401k, your IRA, your TIA.
Right.
Can you talk further about that?
Well, the thing is, like you said, you know, when we put working diligently every day, going about our business, we know money is coming out. And we say, oh, we have so much money, and oh, they're matching so much money. Well, do you look at see how much your money is growing? If you don't, then your company just puts the funds, you know, where they think is good, and hopefully they make good choices. But you have to be in charge of your own life these days, just like your health. You have to watch all these funds. You have to make sure that they're in the place that you want them to go. You have to see how they're growing. They send you a statement at the end of the year. Most people look at it and go, oh, wow, I may have $100,000, but what if you could have had $150,000? You know, investments are important. And those things we should be more proactive in the watching them personally and not just letting someone watch them for you. It's like going to the doctor. It's not just what your doctor said. It's what did you say and what did you ask and what did you read about yourself so you can take care of your own personal wealth. And that's how I see any type of investment. Take care of your personal wealth so it will take care of you later.
And as we're talking about getting closer to the end of the year, and what was very, and I'm going to bring Trisha back on. Trisha, thank you so much for holding on, is for those, like you said, that we're all sometimes, you know, self-employed because we find ourselves who were employed by a corporation that gave them the boot and gave them early retirement. It's very diligent. And let me ask you this, Tax Queen. How much do you appreciate those who take and keep receipts of those deductions instead of
those
just in the shoebox and just throwing them to you?
Well, I appreciate both of them, Tom. It's just that one's going to take a little longer to sort through than the other. However, if you keep up with your receipts, if by chance you get called in on the carpet with an audit, a receipt is okay, you're checked off. Without a receipt, now you got to go hunt and beg and peck. If you keep everything orderly, then you always have it and you will have no problem. And in reference to give donations, you know, I don't think Breast Cancer Awareness Month is over, but you can give your donations to any nonprofit organization, and those things will help reduce your income. I'm sorry, I think I went right into talking about something else, but that's okay.
Let me just tell you, I am starting my own Tom Aid nonprofit.
Wonderful. No. Are you for real, Tom?
No, but I got Trisha. Trisha?
Yes.
Trisha? Stop laughing.
Yes.
We're serious about this. But you were very on point, and when we were waiting on the tax queen to come and get, you know, got her there yet, is that she appreciates people who have their receipts in order. And for her not to have to, you know, pull out her hair to try to figure out what you think is right or wrong or how you can go get deductions. Do you appreciate what you've heard today, Trisha?
Yes, I do. I'm going to kind of piggyback on what Corliss said as far as taking care of your health as well as taking care of your wealth. I'm very a serious advocate about healthy living, so I really am I really care about what I put in my mouth. Just like Keisha was saying, you got to take care of your health, you know, and a lot of times we don't think about it that way, because but if you're not healthy, you can't enjoy the money that you made. So you know, you got to definitely take care of both of them. So and just like you said, Carlos, I was going to keep a little bit more better watch on what I'm spending and how I'm spending it and how I am investing it.
That's great, Trish. I'm glad that you are an advocate for both your health and your wealth. Tom, I would like to talk about some tax breaks that we're getting now that may or may not be extended. Is that okay?
You can do whatever you want to.
Okay. Well, basically, for those of you who don't know, every year Congress has to approve or extend the tax break that we were getting the year before. And sometimes that's why the tax season starts late, because we're waiting on Congress. But I want to give you a few that are still in effect until and unless they X them at the end of this year. But basically, we still have the higher education tuition deduction. And that deduction can range between $2,000 and $4,000 of your qualified tuition expense. That's if you are going to school or if your dependent is going to school. Now, remember, if you're claiming them on your tax return, you can take the tuition credit. But if you're not, you can't take the tuition credit. Another credit that we have is the energy credit, and this includes credits for any home improvements that improve energy efficiency in your home, such as heating, cooling systems, insulation, and windows. So if you purchase something like that or have something installed, save your receipt, so you can get an energy credit on your tax return. And in addition to that, we have educator expense deduction. As educator is considered a teacher, anybody in the classroom setting. Teachers can claim up to $250 of unreimbursed classroom expenses. So that's always any kind of deduction on your return is always a way to reduce your tax bracket. A deduction or a credit reduces things. Also, if you pay state income tax and you're itemizing, you can deduct your state income taxes. You can deduct your IRA donations. You already know that. And for any of you who lost your homes this year, no matter how you lost them, you have a mortgage forgiveness exclusion, meaning you don't have to worry about paying any money on it if you owe more than what you lost. Because they would normally consider that a profit, even though you lost the house. But you don't have to worry about that this year.
Can you explain that? Because, you know, a lot of the, now my switchboard is starting to go a little crazier. And we're not going to dilute the show. But you say that if in the event that you lose your job and lose your home,
in other words,
you find yourself being self-employed, what is the mortgage deduction. And again, I want you to give your contact information because, again,
okay,
this is something that is free, and I am being charged big money to have the tax queen on the show, is to say this. How can you go about the mortgage situation you just mentioned?
Okay, you don't have to worry about going about it because, trust me, if you lose your home, the bank is going to send IRS a form and they're going to send you a form. And there's a way. See, normally, you would have to, you would not have your debt forgiven. You would have to pay tax on your debt. But if you have your particular form that you will get if you fall in this situation, and we will have to file your taxes accordingly to forgive you of that debt. In other words, you're not going to have to pay any taxes on giving that property up. So you don't get anything additional time. You just get the mortgage forgiveness exclusion, if you will.
Wow. Huh. Well, see, I'm writing notes and my hands are getting tired of, you know, taking.
Wow, so am I. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But
and you want to?
The thing is,
I have another good one.
And give us the. About, you know, you were talking about children and education. You're talking about, you know, those who are, you know, find yourself sometimes unemployed. And sometimes, you know, it's like when a door is shut in front of you, a window's open. And sometimes it's individuals and corporations that leech and, you know, suck out all the blood out of your knowledge and everything, and then just let you go out the window. But sometimes it's an opportunity for, you know, an individual, and I don't use this as an example. Trisha Bailey is doing a great job for the homeless.
Yes, she is.
Trisha, mention that.
Yes. For the homeless, yes, definitely. Tom, we were last Sunday. We were at the Cortland and Pine Street. We did a big event. It was called the To Feed the Homeless compilation. It was about, I guess, about maybe 50, 60 different organizations that everyone came with their own talents. You know, whatever your talent, whatever your organization is, we all came together. We pulled together. We fed them, the homeless. We also gave them clothing, shoes, accessories, purses they were giving away. We also were doing hairstyles. We were doing haircuts for the boys, braiding the hair for the little girls, whatever you think. We fed them. They didn't have just fast food. They had good food, you know, green beans, your baked potatoes, crab legs. You know, they had a feast. We even had a red carpet for them where they, once they got their hair done, they came out in the carpet. So it was a day for them. A lot of people, you know, don't think of the homeless that way, but we wanted to really go out and support, do something for the homeless. And this is done.
You know, Trisha, that's a great thing that you're doing. And everything that Trisha mentioned, from whatever they did to whatever they purchased, she's going to be able to write that off, you know? And that's such a wonderful tax break as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is, see, and I advocate this to a lot of people who are doing, I say, you know, you never give nothing away, you write it off, okay? And even my advertisements, I try to do as much as I can, is to, you know, to have someone sign off on a receipt of the cost, retail price of my services, just like perhaps even yourself, Tax Queen, to say,
hey,
I want
to stop you.
Do something.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to correct you on that, Tom. You can't write off your services.
How about your products?
You write off your product, anything you give away, but if you personally go and do something, you did it, you know, and you spoke for them, and you normally get paid for speaking. Well, that's just a freebie on you. You can't write off time. I'm sorry.
All right.
Let me ask you this thing, Corliss. If you are a public speaker and you say you get paid to do a speaking engagement, could you write that off?
If you are a public speaker and you get paid to come and do that public speaking, that is income. That is not a write-off. But however, whatever you did to prepare for that. I mean, your mileage
right.
can be written
like
off for whatever materials.
Right.
But the income is income.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. But I was just making sure Tom didn't throw that out there about whatever the cost of your time is, you can write off, because that's definitely
I know now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, everything
so, Tom,
is a product or a service and everything. And what we need to do, again, for those who are listening in, those who are business and corporations, those who are corporations who are thinking about doing donations, can you hit just briefly, Corliss, on you got tax obligations. And, you know, and you're not going to get any kind of recognition if you pay Uncle Sam April 15th. But is there something that you can maybe challenge some of these corporations and some of the, you know, individuals and companies that, you know, Trisha was mentioning? Is there something that they can do
as a
recognition and as a write-off? As far as coming to charity donations when it comes to a 501(c)(3).
Yes. Well, companies, of course, can, what's the word for it, boost their employees to give more. If companies would match more of the IRA monies, of course, people would give more, and that company's write-off would be more. Also, if they would build something into, let's just take breast cancer awareness just for an example. For everybody who gives $100 or more to breast cancer, we'll give so much more, or we'll give you an incentive for that. That's the only way that I can encourage an employer to do it. But on a personal side, or if I own my own business side, I would definitely, if I could, give more to church or give more to
any nonprofit organization,
schools, any 501(c)s, because those are the ones that are going to be legitimate. Also, if you would like to give away an old car, if you truly want a tax deduction for it, don't just give it to Joe Blow because you won't get it. You have to give it to one of the organizations that take them, and then you have to be able to write off the fair market value of the vehicle that you gave away. But and then they're going to give you a documented statement for that. So if you give it to James next door, you can't write that car off like that. So it has to be to something nonprofit. So that will reduce your taxable income. If you have rental property that you're making a loss on, that will reduce your taxable income. If you have a new business and you spend a lot of money getting that business going, however, you did not get any income from that business, that's a significant loss that could be written off on your tax return that will significantly reduce your tax obligation to IRS. Reducing your income also with the IRAs that you get off of at your jobs, because that money is not taxable, so that will reduce your income that you made for the year on your W-2. So lots of things you can do. You just have to be speedy in doing them because the year-end approaches, so you have to pick up and go do that now. I also want to mention withholding. If you paid last year because you didn't have enough money withheld from your check, don't get in that same situation this year, because if you're on a payment plan IRS, they're not going to keep adding you to the payment plan because they know what you're doing. You're trying to get more money throughout the year and owe taxes at the end of the year. So I would suggest that you adjust your withholding now to take out enough money so you don't owe as much or so it can take care of your tax obligation. You know, I always tell people, especially people in the entertainment business, if you're making $500,000, pay the taxes. If you weren't making the money, you wouldn't be able to pay the taxes and still enjoy life. So taxes is something you're not going to get out of. So pay them. Pay them and keep it moving. Keep making money. Make more millions of dollars. But you got to pay those taxes. And at the same time, we want to get the deductions that are owed to us, write off the things that are lucrative and owed to us. We want all that. So, my job is to take everything we can take legally And if it looks good and it reads good and it's something we can do, we're going to do that. I am Corliss Royal with Royal Enterprises Accounting and Tax. You can reach me at 770-318-3934. You can also email me at corliss.royalenterprises.com. And I also have a Facebook presence, Corliss Royal or Royal Enterprises. And I'm open 24/7. I'm one of those businesses that will help you any time of day and any time of night. You can email me, you can text me, whatever you want to do. I'm here to help. That is my passion, helping people understand what they can and cannot do as far as taxes, helping people getting businesses together, helping people to decide whether you want to be a for-profit business or a non-profit business, just helping people in general. That's my goal, helping people to understand the tax laws, the tax changes, and what benefits them best from year to year.
Well, I just want to just say to you, and obviously around the world, that I had the tax queen on, and she told me right from the wrong. We also have one of the top entrepreneurs, Ms. Tricia Bailey, who's trying to make people look good than to feel good. Remember Billy Crystal says, sometimes better to look good than to feel good? And with the two of these women, you can look good and feel good. And have a little money after the April 15th. Tricia Bailey, if you don't mind, give your contact information, please.
Yes, I could be reached at 404-441-0075. And also on Facebook at Tricia Bailey. Getting ready to do my own Facebook page for Lookout Lady, too.
That's great, Tricia. And I will be in contact with you as well.
Yes. Oh, let me see this corner. Would you like to do a workshop with hair, fitness, and finances?
Of course.
Let's do something like that.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay.
Now, I will be available. My name is Tom Livesey. The media mafia. Some people contact me and call me that, but that's not. I'm just Tom on this side of Yellow River, Sneville, Georgia. Gotta do this, and I gotta get the Barry White. I'm calling from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling from the promised land, and the reason why I do what I do is to bring people like the two of these individuals together to try to show us how to live a better life. If you need advertising for your business, if you need advertising or donations for your school, please contact me. My name is Tom Livesey, L-I-V as in victory, S-E-Y, on Facebook. Befriend me. In closing, Tax Queen, can you challenge the businesses, the organizations and corporations around the state of Georgia how to make our state better?
Wow, that's a great challenge, Tom. I always say, if you treat your people right, they will treat your customers right. So I always say people before the customer, because if the people are feeling good, if you're paying them good, your clients are going to be feeling very good. That's my motto, and I truly believe in that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being on the show. Please, you can also listen to the link. It'll be on perhaps all three of our Facebook, pages, walls tonight or today, here within the next 30 minutes. And if you need more information, please make sure to contact Ms. Corliss Royal or Ms. Tricia Bailey or Tom Livesey. And thank you all for your time. And hope you all have a great, great, great day. One love.
You too, Tommy. Thank you for having me on the show. And remember, people, advertising is key. And this is where you can get it.
Amen.